The actor, playwright and human rights activist Donal O'Kelly has written about voyages, both physical and metaphorical. His one-man show, Catalpa, was inspired by a voyage from America to South Australia to rescue Fenian prisoners. A more recent piece, The Cambria, was about the epic voyage of an escaped slave, Frederick Douglass, who journeyed to Ireland to seek asylum. For his latest play, Vive La, which opens at the Dríocht in Blanchardstown tomorrow night, Donalist turns attentions to espionage and subterfuge in 18th century Dublin, where a French man is on the run from British forces. And Donal O'Kelly joins me now in the studio to tell us more about the play. Donal, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pike.
Vive La, a political historical thriller.
It's a spy thriller.
Set in the Nall, I believe.
Based on a true story, yeah, the Nall in North County Dublin. It actually happened that in January 1798, ostensibly a French prisoner of war walked into the village of the Nall asking to be hidden by the local community, which they did. France being, you know, seen as in a very heroic light at the time. It was 9 years after the French Revolution. And within a week, he was training the local United Irishmen, but all was not as it seemed.
All was not well in the Nall.
I think it's probably not given too much away to say that Vive La, whoever he was, came to a bad end.
Right. But where did you get the idea in the first place?
I came across the story. It's called The Stag of the Nall, and it's in a fantastic book called Fingal Folklore by Patrick Archer that was published around about 1998 it was published. Brendan Gleeson actually gave me a copy of it, and he drew me attention to the story. But it's been in my head ever since, and I'm delighted to finally get the chance to put it on stage because it's a fantastic story of spies and super spies. Where did we hear it? And locals.
We have a piece from the play. Let's listen to this.
I want a pair of French leather trousers.
French?
Yeah, the cut. You know, French.
Have a nice piece here. Well cured. Balbriggan's famous for its pants. I'll take your measurements.
Here we go with the measuring tape.
The measuring tape.
Hither and thither.
And hold it and stretch.
She gathers together.
He flicks it like fetch.
Eight in its tail like a Celtic snake.
Fit as a fiddle, he's a lean, tasty steak. Inside leg and waist and loins.
And buttocks and calves, knees and shins. She is away with the fingers and needles and pins.
Up the Seine and down the Loire. Cross the Garonne to the Massif Central.
Off with the old and pull on the new. I look to me future. Je suis un oiseau. Do you speak any French? Could you give me a steer?
Je t'aime, je t'adore, dans les pantalons de cuir.
What?
Have no fear. 5 guineas material and 5 guineas work, plus a guinea for the French shaping and trimming.
11 guineas?
It's what's in your pocket. I checked.
French talk me through your leather work. I'll see your page or fee correct.
You're on.
The voices of Sarah Fox and Kieran Kenny there. An unusual presentation style. I believe it's mummers that are doing it.
Yeah, we tell the story as a troupe of mummers. It's one excuse, because anyway, in all the stuff I do, we're always, the actors always play multi roles. And it's a thing I love about live theatre anyway. So the mummers troupe gives me an extra excuse to do that. Also because the mummers were such a significant part of life in 18th century Ireland, and a very neglected part.
I bet you people out there don't even know what mummers are. You better tell us what they are.
Mummers are the fellows who usually in midwinter or on Stephen's Day, they go around to houses, bars, whatever, dressed up, sometimes covered in straw, disguised in some way or other, and they act out plays with music. Playlets, usually in rhyme. They have very definite characters and all that. Like Vincent Woods had his famous play.
Or the Black Pig's Dyke.
Yeah. But we use it, the Mummers Troupe, as a springboard, if you like, into the story of Vive La. Very great, strong tradition of it in North County Dublin as well.
Well, of course, there's great tradition of music in the Nall as well.
Yeah.
So you have music in this show.
There is music in it, yeah, live music from Trevor Knight. And we all actually join in here and there. Probably shouldn't dwell too much. It's probably not a selling point.
You're singing, you mean.
Trevor certainly is.
you have a great team put together. You have Trevor Knight, Sarah Fox, Kieran Kenny, Sinead Murphy, Donal O'Kelly.
Right.
And it's directed by Raymond Keane.
Directed by Raymond Keane of Barabbas, yeah. Raymond directed The Cambria for us as well. And it's just fantastic working with Raymond as a director. He's crucial to making stuff like this work because it's a combination of text and physicality, the both. Because when they both come together, that's the kind of theatre I like.
So where does it all... You have the basic show and paper, and do you do much devising or putting together in the rehearsal room or creating new bits or...?
A lot of change has happened during the rehearsal process. Yeah, it's fairly fluid. Like, I'd have the laptop in the corner of the room, and maybe over lunchtime a scene would get completely rewritten. But it's a controlled kind of system as well, you know?
Do you like that interaction, or would you prefer... You do?
I love that, yeah. It's a collaborative art form. The live theatre is, it's to me, it's the essence of collaborative art, you know? And certainly the input that the actors put into, and Raymond, what they put into this script is enormous, and what they do with it in performance, you know? Because the script is dead unless it's acted out and performed.
You started off as a one-man show, paying heed to nobody, but on your own. What's it like? What's it like now to be working with a gang on stage? Like,
it's great. I've worked with them all before as well, so I've developed a little troupe over the years myself, you know. But calling it Donald O'Kelly Productions, for want of a better word, is like, does what it says on the can, you know. I write the plays and we put them on.
And you have a unique style of presentation.
Yeah, well, it's usually involves multi-roles. It involves, I suppose, what I see as what makes live theatre exciting, you know. You want the audience to see an epic journey in their mind's eye. In their imagination, and it's about how you flick the images, the array of instruments and skills that you use to get the audience to see an amazing story unfolding in their imagination.
This story set in the Knoll, did it take ages to put flesh on it? Once you had the basic story, did it take you a while to put flesh it out?
Yeah, this one took a long time, and I made a couple of false starts at it over the years. One stage, in fact, it was going to go on in the Dublin Theatre Festival, but it didn't flower. But we got a once-off project grant from the Arts Council to do this, and that's made it all possible. That's what's pulled it together.
Bought you some time, like.
Yeah, and we got a development grant last year as well to work on, you know, figuring out how do you tell this story, because it is a fantastic story, what happened to Vive La. You know, it's not just your... It really is like a spy thriller with all the elements that
but
go into
it. But was it the mummers that gave you the lead into it? What were you waiting for to get into it? Like?
Well, how do you tell it? Because it was a great story, you know? And it's nearly with all the stories I come across, I spend a lot of time figuring out what's the way to... And the mummers troupe was the key to this one, yeah. And also, I'd have to say... I always liked a real reason to be there of why we're doing this story. And maybe it took me a couple of years to, you know, the previous attempts to do Vive La, I kept thinking, why am I doing it? Well, there's a very good reason to do a story about the damage that spies can do. Now, when we look back at the last 30 years on this island, too many people have been caught up in deceits not of their making.
But I've been forced into corners not of their making.
Exactly. And that's the raison d'etre
so tell
for
us,
doing this. You know?
You've always been using the historical to comment on the present. Would we have to show feel a little bit of empathy for steak knife or fish knife or whatever the guy was that was a spy?
Well,
or do we understand the nature of a spy? Are the reasons for
spying? I think we're all, you know, there's been an avalanche of spy thrillers, especially in film and novels over the years. And there's some reason why we love them. Having said that, power has always used the spy to protect its interests, right from the time of the Greeks before that,
since we
came out of the cave.
So it's the same with all law enforcement agencies and all power agencies.
So there's a reason to look at it. And I think, you know, in one way, the function of the artist is to find different ways, so different lenses with which to look at that.
Well, fair play to you. Thank you, Donal O'Kelly, for coming to talk to us about Vive La, which opens at the Dreacht in Blanchardstown until May the 26th.
Until
Saturday night. And it goes on a nationwide tour after that. For further information, visit dreacht.ie.